Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Israel's military conduct live military training in the northern plains of the West Bank and kidnap civilians from Jerusalem and other communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded early on Wednesday several Palestinian communities in the West Bank's northern plains and handed warranties to a number of families, ordering them to halt construction of their property in preparation for their demolition. Local sources said that several military vehicles and personnel of the civil administration office run by the military in the occupied West Bank surrounded the Palestinian communities before invading them. The soldiers then handed the demolition orders, informing the residents that their structures will be demolished this coming November. Early on Wednesday, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Palestinian communities in the northern plains and conducted live-fire military drills in the meadows and overlooking hills. Residents say that the Israeli army frequently conducts training, including explosives, in Palestinian areas, largely inhabited by Bedouins, in the northern plains, and that the drills are gradually expanding to include more areas. Israel illegally controls vast areas of the northern plains, largely after declaring them closed military zones, preventing the Palestinians from entering them, in addition to the repeated displacement of Bedouin tribes. In other news, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn the Atturi neighborhood in Silwan town south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem and kidnapped four family members. The army also kidnapped two Palestinians from Bethlehem and Jenin during invasions and home searches. Also on Wednesday, a Palestinian man from the southern West Bank city of Hebron was moved to a local hospital just few hours after his release from Israeli detention center following 18 months of imprisonment by Israel under arbitrary administrative detention orders without charges. The detainee Azam Shweki, 56 years of age, was released from the Ofer Israeli military prison on Tuesday at night and was moved to hospital in Hebron due to some complications. Moreover, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, had reported that the freed long-time hunger-striking detainee Khadr Adnan was hospitalized on Tuesday at night and Wednesday at dawn following health complications. The PPS said that Adnan complained of sharp abdominal pain and that the initial medical checkups revealed he has blocked his small intestines in addition to excess stomach acid. Adnan is receiving treatment in the Jenin Governmental Hospital in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. He was released on Sunday after a deal was struck with the Israeli army to end his 55-day hunger strike. He began in June to protest the Israeli practice of administrative detention. And that's all for today from IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.